So before we get into the episode today, I do want to acknowledge the fact that I have not posted in a really hot second. Now, I could go on and tell you guys how I had finals and this, that, and the other, and I was wrapping up my junior year. But the honest reason I haven't posted is because I'll make up my mind about things, and then I actually don't want to do those things, but I'll procrastinate everything until I do that one thing. So I made up my mind that I wanted to post a solo episode, but I hate recording solo episodes with a passion. I just hate sitting down and doing them. I don't dislike planning them, but the actual recording process is awful. I feel like I have to re-record a lot, and it's just not something that I overly enjoy. I much prefer guest episodes and being able to talk with someone else, but I decided I was going to post a solo episode, and so I procrastinated posting, period, until I posted that solo episode. So here you go. Here's the solo episode, and also a reminder that you do not have to wait until you do one thing in order to do other things. You can, in my case, post other episodes in the meantime. Don't procrastinate because of one particular thing. That's the lesson that we're leading in with today. Hello and welcome back to The Flowering Compass, the podcast where every story holds value. I am your host, Madeline. And today I'm going to be breaking down the importance of acknowledging where you are, because in order to go anywhere or grow anywhere, we have to first know where we're starting from. So I actually got this episode idea from listening to Alex Hormozi's podcast, The Game, which is a great entrepreneurship podcast that I'll link in the description below if you're interested. But in one of his episodes, he mentions the fact that you can't get where you're going if you don't know where you are, which sounds very obvious, but there was just something about it that really made sense in my mind. And he talks about the fact that if you're trying to go to Colorado, for example, are you in Arizona or are you in New York? If you're in Arizona, you know, that's a very different path that you're going to be taking to Colorado versus if you're in New York. The distances is very different, the direction that you're going, just two very different states. And I think that that can also be a really good analogy for life, just in terms of where we're succeeding and where we're maybe falling short. If you don't know where you're falling short, you can't work on it and you can't begin to make up for it. So you have to know it, and then you also, there's this aspect of acknowledging it, because sometimes we're falling short in areas and we don't want to acknowledge it because, you know, for multiple reasons. Maybe we're embarrassed to acknowledge it because we feel like we shouldn't be falling short there, and or we don't actually really deep down want to fix anything. And if we just don't acknowledge the problem, then we don't have to fix it. The big problem, however, with not acknowledging the problem is then we become stuck. I'm going to use myself as an example since it's the only person I have to use right now with my podcast, because that's very, very applicable. So I feel like in some ways I'm doing really, really great with my podcast. However, there are a lot of ways that I'm falling very short. Email list, Instagram, like the list could go on. The biggest way I am falling short with my podcast, however, is consistency. It's posting episodes consistently. I'll do good for a few solid months and then I'll drop off. You can go back and look through my feed and I'll call myself out on it because it's a really consistent issue that I have. And for the longest time, I didn't really want to fully acknowledge it. I was like, you know what? I'll just one day pick it up and I'll be wonderfully consistent. And I'll be consistent for like 10 years straight. That's an exaggeration. But I'll be just super consistent for a super long time. And it will be like none of that inconsistency ever mattered. Because I just didn't really want to acknowledge the underlying problem there, which is just my issue with consistency in general. Fun fact, me attempting to be consistent again and again and again and again never actually worked out, you know? And I have to admit that I don't exactly have a solution to my inconsistency because I'm still figuring it out, you know? I think that there's a lot of things that play into my inconsistency, and I think that that's something that we could cover in a different episode. But in order to make any progress on the fact, and in order to start being consistent, I need to acknowledge the fact that I am inconsistent, you know? By not acknowledging it, all it does is keep me stuck. All it does is keep me in this loop of thinking, next time I start up, I'll be consistent. Next time, next time, next time. It just keeps me in that loop of thinking without saying, whoa, wait, there's an actual problem here. You know, we've done this again and again and again and again. And it's not just with my podcast, it's with multiple other things throughout my life, you know? So it's saying, whoa, wait, there's a problem here. Let's acknowledge the problem. And by taking that first step to acknowledge the problem, we're now able to dive deeper and dive into, well, what's the underlying issue with consistency? Is it something that I experienced in my childhood where there was someone in my life who wasn't who was inconsistent with me? Like, the list could go on. But my point I'm trying to make here is that you just have to acknowledge the problem. Now, problems aren't the only thing that I've been working on to acknowledge in my life. I've kind of just been reevaluating my life as a whole and just really breaking down where I'm at and actually just kind of acknowledging and accepting where I'm at, because, and this is a whole separate thing that maybe I'll get into in a future episode, but it's a very, very interesting topic if you're interested in it. But it's this idea that your subconscious controls your reality to a sense, that you create your reality from your subconscious. I'm by no means an expert on any of this, but if you want to do some digging into this topic, it's something that I'm really interested in. I would definitely recommend looking into Dr. Joe Dispenza's work. He's done some fascinating work with the human mind in terms of meditation and just some stuff like that. And it has completely changed people's life. Like, it's insane the kinds of things that he's done. And I'll definitely link his information in the description below. But I'm really going to break down in this episode what I'm currently doing to reevaluate my life and to begin to change my subconscious, if you will, so I can begin to move forward and out of these patterns that I'm in. But like I said at the beginning, that first starts with acknowledging where you are. Something that I've recently started doing that's really helped me get a good grasp on where I am just emotionally, mentally, physically is journaling. Now, I want to preface this with, I never used to journal. Like, I honestly was kind of against journaling. I'm someone who's very mind-oriented. I like to think things out. I would rather talk to myself. Like, I like thinking. You know, why would I journal when I can just think it out? You know, it didn't make sense to me why I would put in all that extra work for nothing. However, I was very much wrong. There is something about journaling, about simply letting your thoughts, you know, flow onto paper and then being able to look at them afterwards, that is very, very healing and that gives you a much better perspective of where you are. Because when you're thinking, you can like think yourself out of things. You know, you can think something and then you can like justify that thought and or like be like, oh no, that's a bad thought or a wrong thought, and then like justify why it's bad or wrong. You know, with journaling, things are just like coming out, you know, of your like mind to hand. They're just like coming out, and it gives you that opportunity to look back on what you've written and, you know, analyze it. And it allows you to be able to kind of take a step back and come at it from a place that's more neutral. I think this is something that I haven't mentioned yet, but just coming at your state, mind, body, spirit, wherever you're at, like just coming at it from a neutral stance and trying to see yourself in a neutral way, which can be really, really hard because we're obviously very emotionally attached to ourselves, I guess is maybe a way to put it. You know, we have our ego involved or this, that, or the other. And it can be hard to step back and look at our life in a way that's neutral because it's our life. And I think journaling lets us do that because we can write it down and then we can step back and say, all right, well, where did this thought come from? You know, what's maybe behind this thought? And the biggest thing that journaling has exposed, at least for me, is all of my conflicting thought patterns. I have a lot of things that I want, but at the same time, I want something that's maybe not in that same arena. I have a lot of goals that are like overlapping. And, you know, as I start to kind of look back through all, you know, my journals of stuff of me just kind of writing things down and letting my thoughts flow, whether that's emotions or goals or whatever it happens to be that day, I've begun to put together that I don't know what I want as much as I thought I did. I thought that I had a lot better grasp on my life than I actually do. And, you know, that's okay. I think the fact that I'm aware of it now puts me in a much better place. And I also don't feel super concerned with the fact that, you know, maybe I don't know what I want as much as I thought, but that's okay. I'm 17 and I now have the opportunity to explore because I don't feel as tethered to those things. And it puts me in a much better position compared to when I wasn't aware of the fact that they were all conflicting. In a lot of my older episodes, we talk a lot about, you know, this idea of self-discovery and the fact that it's never ending. And I feel like journaling has really given me a new perspective on it because I've realized a lot of things about myself that I didn't previously realize before. And it's just put a whole new spin on the fact that wow, self-discovery really is ever evolving. You know, we're constantly changing beings. You know, we're never stationary. New things are always happening. And so we don't need to be tethered. You know, it's okay to ebb and flow with life and to allow change to happen to us and or to initiate change. I would like to note, however, that that does not mean you should sacrifice consistency. Consistency is something that I am actively working towards getting better at because I do want to be consistent. I think that there's a lot of freedom and I think that you're able to ebb and flow a lot more with life if you are consistent with certain things. I did, however, want to note that. But the last thing that I want to cover in this episode, which has to do a little bit with journaling, but it's something that I've talked about with my therapist a lot, is this idea of just sitting with and dealing with emotions. Now, I know this sounds really, really silly, but just hear me out. So in therapy, you obviously talk through things. And then my therapist will kind of ask me where I feel it, you know, where I feel the emotion, you know, whether that's, do I feel anger in my arms and hands, like I want to punch something, you know, is the anxiety in my throat, like I'm, you know, challenged to speak, is the sadness in my chest, like a weight, like just all these things. And she'll just ask me where the emotion is. And there's no wrong place to feel emotion. It's just the fact that you're being, you know, aware of your body and allowing the emotion to just kind of sit in your body. And I think that that's also been very beneficial in me acknowledging where I am in life, is because you can't run away from an emotion when you're forced to sit with it. You know, if you're really feeling into that emotion, where it is in your body, you know, how it feels, there's just a completely different energy to it in a way that I almost don't know what to explain. But I did want to bring that up because that's something that's helped me a lot in just acknowledging how I feel about things, very specifically, acknowledging how I feel about things. And I'll journal about it too, you know, back to journaling. So I'll journal, you know, when I'm quote unquote sitting with an emotion, you know, detailing out how it feels, where I feel it, you know. And at some point, there does need to be an integration process. I'm not quite there yet, you know, like I've said a few different points in this episode, is I'm just not quite there yet, you know. I'm very much on this journey. And the first step on this journey to kind of fixing problems is the acknowledgement of problems, or the acknowledgement of emotions. And right now it's just the feeling of the emotion, you know, feel it, don't suppress it, acknowledge the problem, don't ignore it. It's taking that first step to making your life better and to, you know, it's the start of the process to changing your subconscious patterns that you have, which is what I talked about with the whole Dr. Joe thing. You know, there's just so much here we could unpack, but I really just wanted to tackle the fact that it's just all about taking that first step, you know? So my call to action, I guess, to you guys would be just really acknowledge where you are. It's as simple as that. All right, well, that is all for today. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. If you did, and if you enjoy The Flowering Compass in general, make sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It really does help with the reach of this podcast. And I hope you all have a wonderful day. This is The Flowering Compass, signing off. Until next time.